Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. The final day of August 2009. It is Monday, the 31st day of August. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Have a surprise guest coming up in the last hour of the radio broadcast today. We'll tell you about a little bit later in the show. We are also going to have open phones today on any news item, any issue, any story that you wish to discuss. We have a town hall meeting going on in Fairfax, Virginia, and out in the crowd outside, you have a public school security guard come over and say, "You're allowed to have pro-Obama signs, but you can't have a sign against Obama. I will arrest you." And the fellow says, "Well, I thought this is America." And he says, "It's not America anymore." What an archetypal statement. We're actually working on getting the fellow that shot that video up. It was the iconic Obama as the Joker image that, by the way, made the front page of the Metro and State of the Toronto Star yesterday. Some of our great listeners made copies of it and got it up all over the city. In fact, I've gotten emails and calls, and the news reporter told me the same thing, that there isn't really a street in Toronto that doesn't have it up with Infowars.com on it. It was also in North Texas News, and they show video of the posters up and say it says antiwar.com, and on the video it says Infowars.com. I guess that's just the mainstream media can't get anything right, but maybe they did that on purpose, thinking, well, we won't plug this guy's site. Also, big cover story in the Metro section of the Orlando Sentinel has a photo of the Obama Joker with Infowars.com. It says, "State attorney decides against felony charges in Obama Joker poster case." They decided not to charge the teenager, this high school junior we've had on, because they know if they charge him, it's going to blow up in their face, and 1,000 times the posters are going to be put up. All the attempts at censorship. Flickr with fake, it's now come out that Flickr was given fake takedown orders, copyright violation orders, by some politicos to take the image down off Flickr. And we're now getting behind-the-scenes threats. I'm tempted to go public with it, and fake orders were being sent. And I just, you know, I'm making films. I'm doing a radio show. I really don't have time to punish these people. But at a certain point, I've got to go after somebody for civil rights racketeering, for all the attempts to censor this radio show. I mean, these dumb bastards that always come up and mess with us have no idea we could just crush them if we wanted to expend the energy on it, but we've got so much going on we don't. But if anybody causes me any problems with this crap, you can beat the rap, maybe. I doubt it. But you will not beat the ride, you little bastards. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, big radio show lined up. You know, maybe I'll go ahead and tell you who the special guest is in the next segment. We'll go ahead and tell you about that and a lot more coming up, actually, at the bottom of this hour, who the special guest will be, actually, for 2 hours today. And then I've got all this other insane news on the economy and the police state and the federal takeover of all private sector computers. And then I forgot to cover last week that story about the feds have a bill introduced to federally inspect your garage sales and your eBay sales. So we'll cover that. I mean, it's just total takeover of every level. And then I confirmed, without any fanfare, the Houston airport, George W. Bush Airport, George H.W. Bush Airport, has put in the naked body scanners.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beadles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
one 800 259 9231 is the toll-free number to join us on air today, and we're going to again have wide-open phones. I would like to hear from listeners and continue the discussion about the attack on free speech in this country. It doesn't matter what politician or political parties in power in this country, they continue to erode our liberties and our freedoms and our free speech at an exponential rate. And then the party out of power always poses as if it's the party for liberty, and the party in power attacks the freedom. But on every key vote, the Republicans or the Democrats will backstab when they're posing as the party of liberty, which is out of power, and go along with it. Whether it's the banker takeover bill, or whether it's the Patriot Act, or wars, or any of this, they are bought and paid for. They are political prostitutes. And you now have this diversity chief at the FCC on video. We're going to play this coming up later. It's posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He is up there saying openly that they are going to set up Hugo Chavez-style, quote, diversity, controlling the media, controlling the Internet, controlling talk radio, that they want taxes on top of all this. And as the test case, they're going after people they know are polarizing figures and unpopular with large swaths of the population, Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. And they're mixing me now in all the big media matters, George Soros, Rockefeller Brothers Foundation funded. That's openly who funds those. They're mixing me in because they're actually threatened by my listeners who are politically active and by the Obama deception. 5 months in, 6 months in, still the number one viral film on the web. It's only picking up steam. They're threatened by the ideas we have of putting up the Obama Infowars.com Joker posters. That's really shaking them up. And now we have a new contest, and we've been sent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of poster entries. Folks, that isn't the contest. Read the rules. And I'm just frustrated because there's so many great posters. The contest is to make the poster and videotape yourself posting them in legal, lawful commons areas in your towns and cities or your universities. Bulletin boards, you name it. And then videotaping it and putting it on YouTube like the last contest. That's what goes viral and then gives other people the idea to do it. That's the whole point of it. And in this new contest, everybody's still putting up the Obama Joker posters, and that's great. Intensify that. But in the new $1,000 first place, $500 second place, $200 third place, in the new contest that ends Friday, you have to post the new poster of any issue, police brutality, fluoride in the water, the flu shot and concerns over that, whatever issue it is, anti-war, you know, whatever. It could be showing Obama as a fraud, showing Obama as a ghoul, showing Obama as Hitler. I don't care. 50% of it will be judged on the best poster. The other 50%, when I'm judging this, me, I'm the judge. I do take some of the feedback from people in my office. Will be whoever posted the best and makes the best video of posting it. That is the contest. And the reason this new contest is whatever you want to make it, because it just doesn't need to be about this Obama Joker situation. It's about you having a First Amendment and free speech and seeing the power of the people putting up different posters. And then whoever wins the contest, I'm going to take that image, and I'm just going to let you know now, and have another contest for whoever can put up the most of that poster. And it may be as much as $10,000. In the next one, but that's going to be announced in the future. So, let me just let you in on it. Whoever makes the best video and posts the best posters, again, makes a new poster of whatever political image you want. I want to see the true diversity of ideas out there and the true First Amendment in action. And then the other part of the contest is whoever makes the best video of it. That's what's going to be judged. The best video of posting it, and that's in the rules, but no one seems to understand that. So that is the contest. And, you know, they don't like this Obama Infowars.com, Obama New World Order poster, Obama fascism poster. Notice the media loves to only give the Obama socialist Joker issue the attention because that ends up generating the left-right paradigm fight when Obama is really not a socialist. You know, when Newsweek tells you we're all socialists now and shows two hands, two, you know, the left and right shaking hands, the red states, the blue states, That's so they can divide you and play you off against each other. And yes, they socialize the risk and privatize the profit. That part's true. But you get into socialist, fascist, all these different terms. It's command and control. In fact, how about an Obama poster? In fact, I'm asking Janae, our great graphics lady, to make a new Obama Joker just for us. We're going to make a new T-shirt. And it's going to be our image of him as a Joker. But I want one with him with a big smile, like the George Bush variant she made, with big sharp teeth. And I want it to say, tyrant. And that announced, I already thought about doing this, but I'm going to do it now. We've got 500 or so left of these Obama Joker T-shirts. The different variants with fascism, Infowars.com, New World Order, and socialist under it. Got about 500 or so left. I'm going to start having more and more of our T-shirts be limited edition. We may down the road have some new Obama Joker variant, but it will not be the archetypal one that you've seen. When these are sold out, we're going to have our new Obama Joker image, and that's going to be limited edition as well. So I will let everybody know, if you want the Obama as the Joker T-shirts from Infowars.com, order them now, because when they're gone, they're gone. They'll probably be gone in a couple days. Again, Infowars.com to go order online, or 888-253-3139. And I'll tell you, my main reason for doing it is I saw the Obama, the different variants of it, and I saw the one Janae, our graphics lady, made of Bush when I asked her to, and it's much better than the Obama one. I think much scarier, much more serious, and I just want to have our own complete version. I mean, we took it, changed it a bit, and put it up, and it's public domain and out there, and so it's going to be limited edition from us. When these are sold, they're gone. So if you want to have the original Obama Socialist Fascist InfoWars or New World Order variant with on the back of the shirt, in the Fed, or on the back of the shirt, stop the criminal, if you want one of those originals, this is your chance to order it at InfoWars.com, right there on the secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And then, clearly, we're going to end up making a T-shirt off of whoever wins the new contest. We need to add that to the rules. I just had that idea. That if you submit it for the contest and win, that we're going to use it as the T-shirt. Whatever that image is, I want to see the diversity. I want to see the ideas. The contest is just a focal point to get people excited about getting out on the streets and posting flyers and posters. It's about the poster revolution. It's about the idea of getting up off your butt. Hey, if you love big government, euthanized, eugenics, healthcare, and you really buy all the crap being fed, and you don't know the insurance companies actually want immunity, and that they're going to give the big doctor groups immunity through this healthcare plan. If you don't know it's a ripoff, like the banker bailout and everything else, and you believe it, then why don't you make posters for the government takeover of healthcare? Just the point is, get up off your butts. Get out there. Don't just mimic what the mainstream media puts out. Just, it's the action. Resistance is victory. That's all I want, is for people to get out and get involved and get motivated and involved. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I spend 18 hours a day doing what I'm doing 6-7 days a week, is because I understand real tyranny when I see it looking me in the eye. And I'm concerned. I'm concerned. I'm upset about where this country's going. I'm upset by all the censorship going on and the open announcements of the federal government and Pentagon taking over the web. They say to shut it down. This is really happening. Well, they're going to shut off everything but the select couple thousand websites of big corporations and government. Worse than China. It's happening. We got to get, make posters about saving the internet. We're going to post them. Posted hundreds of the different entries up there. Regardless, it's about saving the freedom, defending liberty. I love the Toronto Star headline, Freedom Lover Behind Obama Poster Campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious revolution against tyranny. Get involved today. Your phone calls, ton of news, straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
I'm so sick of hearing about this Lockerbie bombing story. It's all over the British news for a decade. Those guys were working for CIA, MI6. Totally and completely staged. That's a whole other subject. You know what?
Mural Stonewall, 19.
I'm going to go ahead and start going to your phone calls. Then when I start the next hour, I'm going to plunge into all the news. Been a lot of big new developments on the flu front. Big developments on the government takeover of healthcare front. The Democrats are having staged town halls where they only let pre-chosen supporters in, and then they beat up anybody that, I mean, I'm seeing videos five, six, seven times a day of Democrats beating people up, punching people, elbowing people in the face. I mean, they're just a bunch of Nazi thugs. And then they yell and scream and say the Republicans are staging all this. And then the Democratic Party and other groups run ads paying their supporters to go out to fake town halls. And then they have their supporters caught posing as doctors at town halls saying they're for it. I mean, it's just disgusting. These are disgusting anti-American trash. They're nothing but pirates. It's a gang of pirates that want to rob what's left in the private sector. And they work for the big offshore banks that are also waging war against what's left of the free market in this country. The bankers are monopoly men. They want a consolidation. And this nation is just completely falling apart. You know, they love to just say on the TV, we've got to have an amnesty bill. I was watching CNBC this morning, and I was running on the treadmill, and they just kept saying, we've got to have more immigrants. It's what keeps America alive. We're a nation of immigrants. Yeah, when we were a nation of immigrants 100 years ago, or 50 years ago, or 200 years ago, there wasn't welfare. When somebody got off the boat, they weren't given free health care and, you know, to have their babies and free housing and, you know, fake matricula cards to the average illegals on three different groups of welfare under three different names. It's just all lies, all distortion. And the country, it's now over a month and a half since we learned $23.7 trillion had been stolen in 10 months. Now it's been 11 months. 11 months since the banker takeover of October 3rd, 2008. That means at current rates, it's going to be $27.5 trillion or more than double the GDP. GDP is 13 trillion. 2 times 13 trillion is 26 trillion. It's going to be $1.5 trillion, more than double the GDP stolen by offshore banks. And that's more than double all the mortgages paid off in the country. Mortgages on sky-rise buildings, mortgages on bungalows, mortgages on farmhouses, mortgages on $20 million villas. Every mortgage paid off, $9.4 trillion. $9.4 trillion, everyone. So what's 2 times $9.4 trillion? That's $18.8 trillion. And so we're talking about $27.5 trillion. We're talking about $9 trillion plus dollars above double all the mortgages in the country. In fact, wait, 9.4, that's almost three times, $27.5 trillion is what it's going to be coming in at, probably even more, that's conservative. $27.5 trillion in a year since the foreign banks took over, that is right at three times all the mortgages in the country. They have stolen more than three times all the mortgages in the country and haven't given you a dollar of your stupid socialist money back, because it isn't socialism, it's robbery. When somebody comes in your house and knocks down the door and puts a gun to your head and walks off with your TV, your computers, and your jewelry and your silverware, and maybe rapes your wife and daughters for side fun, that isn't socialism. That's robbery. That's a stick-up. That's pirates boarding your ship and looting you. That's a ship of boobies pulling up and jumping onto your ship. Yes, booby is a pirate. And coming on and robbing you. Comprende? That's what it is. Herod! Wake up and say no to these bipartisan criminals!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Now, the clouds don't come around Central Texas with all the chemtrailing.
I'll ride again.
Every time the storm clouds blow in, the government jets fly in, chemtrail it all out. White House admits they're already terraforming the planet. It's all part of studies, though, for official terraforming. AP, Reuters, Wall Street Journal are announcing terraforming Earth. And the average public knows all about American Idol and all about Dancing with the Stars. But they're like, oh, there's a giant program manipulating the weather. Ha, no big deal. You know, why should we care? Oh, we're living in 2009. We're living in Buck Rogers. But instead of walking around in silver spacesuits and flying around on jetpacks, we're eating genetically modified food that's been engineered to sterilize us. They're poisoning our water, a bunch of eugenicist-run things. How do we get the public to wake up and pay attention to what's going on? Well, I guess you make posters that say, don't drink the tap water. I mean, I think that's one of the better ideas. Maybe an image of a great white shark coming up out of the water with its mouth, the maw of its mouth hanging open, and it says, don't drink the tap. That archetypal image of the tap water will hurt you. There's something bad in the tap water. Now, obviously, I don't think somebody can win the contest now with that because I put it out there as my best idea. But, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm sick of coming in here and doing this radio show. And I'm not sick of doing it because I don't like the work or the time or the energy. I'm sick of knowing how real this is, knowing how serious it is, knowing how hardcore it is, and understanding that if people would just take this seriously like it really is, then we could end our problems very, very quickly. I don't like having to grub around, and I'd rather just spend all my time making films, making posters, making videos, getting the word out. But I have to spend about half my time just trying to fund the operation. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you know why I'm frustrated. You think I like having to run around all day with sponsors? You think I like having to turn down most people that come to me wanting to be sponsors? You think I like having to spend all my time dealing with taxes and regulations and crap because we play by the book here and by the numbers and by all the stupid rules so we can keep our nose clean so we can continue what we're doing? You think I like it? You think I enjoy having to burn most of my time dealing with power outages and light bulbs burning out and websites going down and all the regular crap of life when all I want to do is warn people? I got children that live in this country, on this world. I believe the things I say. I know I'm right. I know it's real. Then I see something like Media Matters, openly funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, by the Carnegie Endowment, and by George Soros. You can go look at their federal filings. It's a who's who of foundations attacking me every couple days. I'm attacked every day by Daily Cost, Think Progress. All the big globalist news sites are singling me out. That lets me know we're having an effect. And that's what keeps me going, is to know that we are exposing these bastards and they don't like it. And so they're pulling out every stop behind the scenes against us. And I don't like spending I'm not going to give it attention on air, but we go through a lot of crap. Believe me, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. And those bastards get up and say, I'm lying about national compulsory service when they've introduced the bills and passed a bill that sets up the federal body to begin the process. And Rahm Emanuel's all over national TV and newspaper interviews and wrote a best-selling book. And the president's all over the place calling for national compulsory paramilitary service. And those little bastards at Media Matters get up there and lie and say it isn't true. I'm sick of it. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I'm going to make a key announcement next hour and tell you about who the surprise guest is, too. We're going to have 3 hours of PrisonPlanet.tv today. But me being calm or me joking around on air, me being a normal human being like I am, isn't the way to do it. Because this information is so big, so important, so huge, that I frankly don't think I'm up to it. I don't think I'm good enough. But you know what? I understand that I'm all there is, just like you're all there is. Look in the mirror. That's all we got. Pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. Everybody tells me, Alex, you're not the man to be the leader. You're not the man to carry all the burdens of this. You're not the, you know, some people say, well, you know, we need somebody who's perfect, somebody who's better looking, somebody who's even smarter. Well, where the hell are they? Where are they that aren't egomaniacs or backstabbers or mentally ill or racist? Who's out there that understands the paradigm and can entwine all these different systems together and see the big picture? Who else could see over the horizon like I can? Who else is there? Believe me, I know. So stop worrying about Alex Jones is all I'm telling you, and get out there and engage the New World Order. Start your own local radio show, your own Access TV show, your own website, your own blog. Stay positive, stay focused, and warn people about fluoride in the water, about mercury in the shots. Warn them about global government and carbon taxes. Warn them about open borders. Warn them about the anti-gun bills. And just have your voice be heard so loud and so proud that they can't shut us down, and the cacophony is so high that even them shutting the internet down, as they're openly saying they're about to do, will only backfire on them. Record these shows for posterity during those dark times. Get my films. Have them in your archives so you can release them and get them out to people. Use fax machines. Use low-tech and high-tech. Micro FM, micro AM. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Don't wait for somebody to hold your hand. Just get the job done! Just get it done! Like Larry the Cable Guy says, get her done. Unbelievably obnoxious creature, but the point is he makes the point. Larry the Cable Guy really got his start in Texas, here in Austin. Shark Man, the same guy that got me my radio, first radio show, was one of the first big guys on Z-Rock when it was national to promote Larry the Cable Guy. Side issue. I was flipping around on channels this morning and saw some stupid Larry the Cable Guy movie where he's running around in a pigsty with being chased by Secret Service. But, oh, God. Oh, man. I don't even want to be here because I want to be here so bad. I'm burning to just yell and scream at the microphone. I've got all this information to cover, all these phone calls to get to, and I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of bureaucracy. I'm tired of tyranny. I'm tired of all these parasites running all over us. I am just so sick of it. I mean, every day I see hundreds of stories that are 180 degrees the opposite of liberty and freedom. Feds cracking down on garage sales, McClatchy newspapers. If you're planning a garage sale or organizing a church bazaar, you'd best be aware. Federal felony charges. You could be breaking a new federal law as part of a campaign called Resale Roundup. The federal government is cracking down on secondary sales and dangerous defective products. Let's stop right there. They recall anything and everything while they put deadly poison in your water. And they say, oh, it's for children because there might be a toy that's not safe being sold. That's up to the parents to decide. The government can't be their nanny. The government says it can't read the 1,300-page health care bill but can run our health care. All the government can do is steal your money and have cops in black uniforms break your skull in if you try to protest it. That's all they can do. All they can do is give you hell on earth. You got that? But, of course, they want to shut down worldwide the OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, the big global receivership body for the XM Bank, International Bank of Settlements. They are rating in England and in the EU. Did you know you have to have a special license to own non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds, like it's dope or something? You have to have a license to plant it. Cities from Oklahoma to Oregon. Tulsa, Oklahoma. They want you to have a license to have a garden because you might be growing pot in your backyard. So you got to have police inspections like it's dynamite or something. I mean, this is hardcore Soviet-level tyranny, and these bastards just do it right out in the open. And all over, they raid Amish people selling eggs. They raid people selling rutabaga and squash and corn. They raid people selling milk and cheese to their neighbors. They're raiding people selling firewood on the side of the roads now. That's what this is. And they're going to come and they're going to arrest you for a garage sale. Because when they shut the economy down artificially, that's what globalism is, to make you become bankrupt and be on the government control system, to be under their control, institutionalized. They know you're going to try to mow yards and sell stuff in garage sales and an underground economy is going to form. And listen, you're not going to do it. They're going to take you and they're going to knock your teeth out and throw you in a jail cell. This is the modern death pit. You don't sell watermelons, you don't sell eggs, and you don't sell grandpa's hat. You don't sell a set of dominoes. You don't sell a Cabbage Patch doll. You don't sell Encyclopedia Britannica. You don't sell jack crap. You thumb scan to buy and sell. You face scan. The AI computers are tracking everything you do. These mothers mean business! Oh, I just can't handle it anymore. It's so clear. It's all around us. and all these self-serving, full of themselves idiots out there don't realize that they could have stopped this overnight if they just get involved. Now, the good news is people are waking up, but not fast enough. And Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck are there to play the part of the opposition so that you go to them so that when they put a neocon back in power, they can make you stand down. Part of the left-right paradigm. Just like Obama was there, you wake up under Bush, you vote for Obama, now he's in, now you're supporting all his tyranny. You've been fooled by a simple parlor trick. If you're planning, I mean, this is USA, back in the USSR. If you're planning a garage sale or organizing a church bazaar, you'd best beware. You could be breaking a new federal law as part of a campaign called Resale Roundup. Almost everything's a roundup. They have local newspapers in Austin about people arrested, and it's a fun culture to laugh at people in the gladiatorial pit, even though you'll be in there next week. And it's all about roundup, roundup. You know, over 10% now of Texans have felonies for all the fines and fees, and they announce it as a roundup. So when they have real roundups, you'll sit there and suck your thumb. Also, some offshore banks can own and rule everything, and all their parasite servants just can't wait to have their way with you because they know how to put black uniforms on, and they know how to rape your daughters, and that's about all they plan on doing. And you're going to take it because you love it. As part of the campaign called Resale Roundup, the federal government is cracking down on secondhand sales of dangerous and destructive products. The initiative, which targets toys and other products for children, enforces a new provision that makes it a crime to resell anything that's been recalled for its manufacture. See, because that's how they get their camel's nose in the tent flap. Oh, it's for the children. We're just going to be out there. We're just going to be helping you. Those who resell recalled children's products are not only breaking the law, they're putting children's lives at risk, like all the tens of millions you've killed with your chemical weapons. Said the chairwoman of the Consumer Safety Product Commission. Yeah, don't stop the big companies from shipping in the lead, mercury, and everything. Just shut down all the little companies. You've got to have a special license now to have a toy company now. The crackdown affects sellers ranging from major thrift store operators, such as Goodwill and the Salvation Army, to everyday Americans cleaning out their attics and yards. See, the feds have no jurisdiction in local, in your garage sale or your local thrift shop, but they do now. Because you're not going to do anything. You're not going to buy or sell without a face scan and a thumbprint. And, yeah, I know we've heard of that before somewhere called the Bible. But even if you're an atheist, you should realize this is total tyranny, dummies. The crackdown affects sellers ranging from major thrift store operators to Goodwill and the Salvation Army, everyday Americans cleaning out their attics for yard sales, church bazaars, or increasingly digital hawking eBay, Craigslist, or other websites. By the way, it's a new federal law. I said a bill. It's worse than that. I remember seeing this a few months ago. It's now law. And it's just a regulation. They didn't get the bill passed. He has erected new offices and sent forth swarms of his agents to eat out our substance. And they're going to push, and they're going to push, and they're going to push. And they're going to push until you take it all. And they're telling you, you can't hang up posters now criticizing the president. In fact, who's, you have that video clip of the security guard? Roland Daly got it wrong. They said cop. It looks like a cop's uniform. But security guards are now carrying out a lot of law enforcement. It's a school security guard saying, you can't be out here. And he said, but those people are allowed to have pro-Obama signs. And he says, yeah, this isn't America anymore. And laughs at him. See, it's funny. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get this guy on the...
Everything right here.
That's good. So this is Officer Wesley Cheeks, Jr.
Yes, sir.
And he's saying that my thing here is... What are you saying it is?
I'm saying it can't be up on school board property.
Why not?
Because I just told you it couldn't be.
Why can it not be?
So it can't be up.
Why can it not be?
It just can't be up.
Hit pause.
Did you take a note to follow the Constitution?
Yes, sir.
Hit pause. Then this other guy, back up a little bit, thanks. This other guy chimes in and says, it's different on school, it's government property. They advertise it as a public event. They're out. They see no signs inside, so they're out in the parking lot. There's all the pro-Obama people out there, and the guy says they're allowed to have their signs. You got an image of him. You're not allowed to make him look bad. Keep playing it, please.
But I just told you couldn't.
Why can it not be?
So it can't be.
Why can't it not be?
It just can't be up.
Did you take an oath to follow the Constitution?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Where is it in the Constitution?
My job.
This is freedom.
My job said it can't be here, so I'm doing my job.
Where does it say that in your job?
Actually, school grounds have very different First Amendment rights than anywhere else.
Anywhere. Churches, parks, and areas.
But what's the difference between that and something here?
It's
something there. And those over there. And those over there.
But you got this with a picture. That's the difference. This got a picture on it.
What does it mean?
That don't have a picture on it.
It doesn't have anybody.
So what?
It doesn't have that.
Sir, leave the picture down. If you don't, if you put the picture back up, you will be charged with trespassing and you will have to go. Okay?
Well, wait a second. I'm charged with trespassing?
I said you will be.
But that's not trespassing, having
if I told you once to take it down and you put it back up, then I can charge you whatever I want to charge you with. Okay? So I'm telling you.
So you make the law too?
Put the picture down, sir. Thank you.
This is America. This used to be America.
It ain't no more, okay?
I know it ain't. That's the point of the picture.
The U.S.
Fascism.
No, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wesley Cheeks.
The U.S.
Wesley
Court
Cheeks.
Has
fascist.
Has.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back after this quick break, and I'll start getting your phone calls and a bunch of other news. But that's what is happening. They're training you to be a complete slave, period.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslaving. You have been warned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Listen carefully.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on the Gulf Coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. horse I'll ride again. I am a river gambler. I make a living dealing cards. My clothes are smooth and honest. My heart is cold and hard. I was shuffling horses, Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen. But the captain bumped a sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve. They threw me overboard as I swore I didn't cheat. But I could swim, and I'll ride again.
We are heroes on the homeland of America's remains. We live in many faces and answer many names. We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on.
That's the highwayman there for you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll ride again.
We'll ride again.
And that is the spirit of victory, the spirit of 1776.
I am a Midwest farmer.
Standing up, never backing off, never shutting up, never giving in, never quitting. You see, I was talking to one of my friends. I search engineered it last night and confirmed it. The George H.W. Bush Airport in Houston, when you fly in or you try to fly out, they walk everybody through the body scanners now. And they don't even tell you it's a body scanner. Very small on the wall, the backscatter, total naked image of your body, triple X version, your wife, your children, your sons, your daughters, you, 360 biometric scan. What they don't tell you is they're putting up resonant scanners on street corners in Boston and D.C. and other areas. It scans through your clothes. They now have a 360, not just of your retina or your thumbprint or your face scan when you get a driver's license, but now your whole body. And they're going to have feds coming into your garage sales and shutting you down, and feds shutting down farms and ranches, animal ID, premises ID, harassing the Amish. I mean, they're CPSing the Amish's children all over the country now. They're coming in on us at every angle, these bastards. And they just train you to submit to them. I'm trying to get this one guy on the show. He said, no, you're not putting me through the body scanner. You're not going to videotape me and my wife's naked bodies on your imager. And so they threatened to arrest him, but then backed off. I mean, look, you're not putting me through it, but they don't even tell him. They just march him in, just like Jews in Germany, into the pits to be shot in the back of the head. It's all part of acclimation. Listen. I'll say it again, limited edition ObamaInfoWars.com posters that we put made into shirts. We're coming out with a new version next week that's totally our design. I think that looks better, but whatever. This is the archetypal. When these T-shirts run out and they're almost gone, with the Obama Joker image with InfoWars.com under it and in the Fed on the back, when these are gone, they're gone. Get your orders in today. Get them out to people. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're at it, get the Obama Deception on DVD. Get it, make copies, get it out to everybody. And when they tell you you can't have a sign out on the street corner against Obama, put up more signs. Why just go to their public events? That's good, too. Why not put posters up everywhere? Why not intensify what you're doing? Why not go absolutely wild where our voice is heard over everybody else's, and so we get our liberties back by exercising it? Rise! Rise up!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.